show.
Busy day.
Number 50 or something like that? Yeah, we're getting all right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Beautiful Las Vegas. What's your name, sir?
Willie Leichter from VIRSEC.
And VIRSEC.com.
Yes, like I spelled virtual it wrong. Security.
All right. Oh, there it goes. Makes a lot of sense, does it?
Makes sense. Too
what
many names.
Yeah, what does VIRSEC do?
We are a interesting company. We're just coming out of stealth mode, although we've been developing technology for about 5 years. We are all about the next level of threats that are attacking applications,
Okay. Particularly
the memory fileless attacks that are really going under the radar of most products.
Now, define that for me, because I would think that an attack's an attack. We're talking about people that are successful that we didn't know were coming,
right.
And that's how they got... that's what they call zero day. I just learned that in the last episode.
Well, I look at it this way. Most security is kind of backwards looking.
Okay.
It's looking at what happened, trying to develop signatures or artificial intelligence, whatever it is, to figure out what's coming next. But that's always kind of a guessing game. You know, you look at the world of the known bad is always going to be small compared to the infinite world of the unknown bad. We take a very different approach. We are actually working with the applications themselves, and we are monitoring application activity.
Oh,
so we're deterministic.
Interesting.
So if the application goes off the rails in any way, we know it instantly. So they're really, we don't have false positives because what we see, applications should be predictable.
Right.
I look at it like a Google map. If you're going from point A to point B to point C, there's really only one right way to get there. And if you suddenly make a left turn and head to the wrong part of town, that's a problem. And so as opposed to trying to focus on the attackers, we're actually focusing on the application itself.
Now, this is interesting. So my little brain has to get this right, okay? I got the network that has its own structure, its own hardware, its own software. Then I hire a company to come in and say, help me fix my network. And then you come in and you make sure that the program I hired to fix is working properly.
Yeah,
so you're watching the watchers, kind of.
Essentially, we are a cybersecurity company.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, the next wave of attacks. And unfortunately, even though we've spent millions of dollars, billions of dollars, decades, the problem still seems to be getting worse.
It does. It is getting worse, right? Yeah.
You know, if you had that in medicine, I think you'd fire the researchers.
Yeah.
But we feel like there needs to be a fundamental change in the way we approach this. So our view is, don't try to look at the past to guess the future. Look at here and now. Look at what's happening with your application, essentially hardening your application itself. And that's a practical approach because the known good, what it's supposed to be doing, is knowable. The known bad is not knowable.
Interesting.
So in your current threat landscape analysis across all of the applications, let's use healthcare as a great example. More doctors are moving to the cloud, patient data on the cloud, but now we're dealing with compliance.
Yeah.
How do you layer in the compliance and regulatory requirements for your healthcare and financial services?
Yeah,
clients?
Compliance, HIPAA has been around for a long time, but with the GDPR in Europe, it's raising the stakes for everyone. There are a couple layers of compliance. There's a lot of mandatory paperwork and things you need to do, have compliance officers, but there also is best practices, due diligence to keep information safe. Now, a good example, if you look at WannaCry, that hit the healthcare industry hard, particularly in the UK. And frankly, the reason it was so bad is because systems tend not to get patched. You have older applications, maybe they're running on old operating systems. It's hard to do. You take things offline, it's always a problem. And that's kind of the dirty laundry of our industry, is that patches come out. There's a gap between when something hits and a patch comes out. But the patches then often don't get applied for months or years. So a lot of the threats are already there. Attacking vulnerabilities are already there. And back to healthcare, you know, it's a critical systems, obviously life and death, as well as critical infrastructure. We see what's happening to power plants. But the assumption that you're putting it on the customer to always keep things up to date, that's not the way security should
work. Interesting. Now, are you handling some of the updates for this software that you're looking at, or making sure it's done?
So the updates for our system, we have a heavy R&D arm. That's why we've been in stealth for 5 years. So we're constantly refining and developing new techniques.
But let's say you go to a customer and you find something on their system that's not right, you know, it's not updated, it's not working. You're alerting them to that. You're making sure they're patched and fixed. We've learned this from a couple other people that one of the big vulnerability problems is just failure to maintain your software updates.
Yeah, exactly.
Something simple like
that. Failure to maintain your updates, yeah. Failure to maintain your patches. But there's another element. We work in some defense projects where you might have a ship where you can't get updates. You know, you're working on existing system.
Yeah,
so not everyone, it's not always, it sounds easy to get your updates, keep your patches up to date, you know, eat your broccoli. Those are all good things to do.
Right.
But they're not, they're sometimes easier said than done.
All right.
But our approach is fundamentally different. We're trying to say, of course you should patch your systems, brush your teeth, but you can't rely on that because there are always gaps, there are always things that make it through. So by focusing on the application itself, what it's actually doing, it really changes the mindset considerably. Instead of trying to always look, what happened last week, did we patch it? And frankly, we find a lot of vulnerabilities attacks before they have a name. You know, everyone says, we can catch Petya, we can catch WannaCry. Sure, you can catch it after it's been identified.
Right.
Everyone can do that.
Right, right.
But preventing it from doing its nasty business before it has a name, before people know what it is, that's really what customers are trying to do.
What keeps you up at night? What bothers you?
This is a never-ending battle, I guess, and there seems to always, the sophistication, the amount of money, the organization, the organized crime element of the hackers is certainly frightening. You know, whether it's generally for financial purposes, but increasingly for political purposes, it's frightening. And it's a war against well-armed. These aren't, you know, hackers in their parents' basement. These are organized, you know, capital O, organized crime with lots of resources. So everyone has to be vigilant and up their game.
It is true. After every show, I say, do I feel better or worse? I was feeling good this morning. Now I'm not feeling so good.
That's pretty typical.
Well, because you put things into perspective. You go, you know what? I didn't think about that one. And it's, but I'm glad you're on the case.
Yeah.
Right. So somebody's looking at it. So
we're all on the front line.
Yeah, exactly.
It is an ongoing war, so it keeps us busy. But I don't know if we all should sleep well or not.
Excellent.
Probably not.
William from Virsec.com, VIRSEC.com. Check him out on the web and tune in for another show in a few minutes here on SecurityGuyTV.com from Black Hat 2017 Las Vegas. Thank you, William.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks,
my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.